I'm going to begin this hour by talking about a big announcement that came down officially yesterday at the Chamber State of the Community report. We reported a little bit about it yesterday afternoon and then again this morning, but this is the end of kind of a long-standing or couple years standing controversy and debate about the name of the PTA Thrift Shop. Yesterday, the PTA Thrift Shop announced that it was going to be rebranding effective November 15th, and there's going to be a big ceremony at the main location in downtown Carrboro to unveil the new name, but the new name is going to be Community Works. And to say more about that, we are joined by a couple of folks that you know from the PTA Thrift Shop, soon to be Community Works, Barbara Jesse Black and Eric Valera joining us here in the studio. Barbara, Eric, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
Doing good. So
thanks for having us.
Tell us about the name change. What was the process that went behind it?
So, first, let me just say that we're super excited about the new brand. It's interesting because when you think about what the PTA Thrift Shop has been doing for since its inception, since 1952, it's been all about community with a focus on youth. And so this was really a nice natural progression into that name, Community Works. Additionally, you know, if you look at our tagline says youth, equity, and opportunity, and that really speaks to who we are. I mean, our main mission and focus has always been on youth. Equity is a big piece of what we do. I mean, if you look at our team, if you look at how we disperse our resources, et cetera, it's always been about with that lens of equity. And then opportunity is all about access, right? We have a lot of access to resources, and for us to be able to share those resources either through in-kind donations to school social workers and the various other partnerships that we have, like IFC, and then also the financial resources that we have that we share with the PTAs in Chapel Hill and Carrboro City Schools. So it was really a very natural progression. One could argue that we were, you know, nudged a bit to do it, but I will tell you that, about 10 years ago, the then board, you know, had been kicking around the idea of, you know, what would it look like if we changed our name to something else to be more in keeping and in line with the totality of what we were doing. And so, things happen the way they're supposed to. And so we're excited about the new brand.
Yeah. Why now and not earlier in the decade?
Well, so, you know, full disclosure, I mean, the National PTA did have a hand in that.
Right.
Had a hand in sort of nudging us again to be able to do that. But I'll also say that, you know, I'm a firm believer that things happen the way they're supposed to. And, you know, yes, it was a bit prickly at times, but I think the outcome has been a beautiful product that we probably wouldn't have been able to come up with, say, 2, 3, or even 5 or 10 years ago. So I'm thankful and grateful that the board has arrived at this particular name at this juncture in our lifespan, and look forward to just more amazing things that we're doing with the community and with youth.
And I love the name Community Works. And part of the reason I love it is because it is so close to the idea that I had in my head of what the new name should be before it was even announced. Because the big development with the thrift shop in the last couple of years has been the opening of Youth Works on Main right next door. So I thought, rename it Youth Works, right? So, but Community Works is a little bit larger and broader than Youth Works, right? Is that the idea?
It is, because it speaks to, and I'll, you know, Eric can chime in as the newest member of our team, but it really speaks to the work that actually the founders really talked about, and our video that we displayed yesterday kind of speaks to that as well. There is this notion, or there was this notion at the time, that if you put art in the schools, that you get more well-rounded citizens, mm-hmm. hence your community, you know, is impacted in a really positive way. And so, you know, we, if you look at the body of our work and the breadth of it, we do a lot of really positive things, not just for youth, which are kind of the touch point for us, but that ripples out into the greater community through families and through the other support services that support youth in our community. So, yes, it is about community.
Yeah. Eric, add to that?
Yeah, and so this is an organization that's been around since 1952. It's an institution in this community, and as our community has changed, so has the work that we have been doing. So where I really think that the name Community Works aligns much more with the work that we're doing, and our partnerships. It's really, it goes back to our mission. It aligns much better with our mission to be able to build collaborative partnerships and to transform charitable donations into community and educational investments. So it really works a lot more. It's a lot closer to what is happening now in our community in terms of the work that's being done with our partners with equity and particularly racial equity and economic equity in this town.
Speaking with Eric Valera, you just heard him, Barbara Jesse Black of the PTA Thrift Shop right now, soon to be Community Works. Again, the official unveiling of the new name will be at the main location in Carrboro on November 15th, so less than 2 months from now. And the announcement was officially made yesterday at the Chamber State of the Community report. I was there, mm-hmm. and I saw the video, and one of the things, Barbara, that you said in the video was that a lot of the thinking that led ultimately to this announcement this week started back in the recession when mm-hmm. the organization, the PTA Thrift Shop, really had to think more deeply about what its focus was going to be, what right. its larger mission was going to be. Say more
right.
about that.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes people forget that, you know, we're a nonprofit organization and we're, you know, we're part of that sector that has to pivot occasionally, as do for-profit organizations as well. But, you know, as someone who's been in the nonprofit sector for about 20 years, you know, that's where my hat is. And so, you know, when the recession hit, we realized that the need for what we were doing, so still selling goods, et cetera, was huge. But when people are not, the folks that are donating don't feel comfortable with their own economic situation, then the donations go down, and hence we don't have anything to sell, or we have less to sell. And that was the reality. And so, you know, we had to really think critically about what do the next 60 plus years look like. At the time, we had just turned, we were right around our 60th birthday, and the board really had to take a look at, you know, what does the next 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 years look like. Additionally, as I mentioned in the video, you know, we hadn't made any capital investment in the infrastructure since 1989. And that's a huge span of time not to be able to invest in infrastructure that is a main part of the work that you do on a day-to-day basis. And so, you know, this small snapshot in time, which, you know, has been that sort of that 7 to 10 year period where we've had to reinvest, I mean, that was a necessity. There was no way around that. And as a nonprofit executive, and Eric can sort of can chime in on this, we're always looking at where we have opportunities to pivot. Either you pivot up or you pivot down. And for us to continue to stay relevant long term, we needed to do something different or needed to enhance what our current body of work was. And so looking at our business model more critically and saying, where do we have some opportunity to diversify that business model was key to our success. Now, one could argue that, you know, the last few years have been a little challenging, but what organization doesn't go through some of those challenges when they're looking at changing, you know, how people think about them in some respects? And so, you know, our goal is always to make sure that our trajectory is upward long after all of us are gone, that the organization still lives on and can fulfill its mission to its highest capacity. And that wouldn't have been, if we had left it the way it was after the recession, we would have, that would not be the case.
Eric?
Yeah, we had to invest money to make money. And that money, that return isn't right away. And we're seeing it, and we're seeing growth in this, and ideally we're going to continue to see growth in this. And as people come to the shops and they donate their household goods and they get sold, we're going to continue to keep growing. But we're also going to continue to be generating with the community engagement. We're going to, every time somebody donates something, we're engaging. Every time somebody shops there, we're engaging. Every time we're engaging with our partners, we're engaging. And that's what Community Works is really about.
So funds raised by Community Works will then go where?
Well, so the funds, so the actual monetary funds will continue to be distributed to the PTAs in some form or fashion. Right now, it's being done through Project Impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will likely continue. I mean, we don't have any, you know, on the horizon, we're not seeing that will not continue. as far as our other partnerships, we do have in-kind partnerships. So we have an in-kind partnership with the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School social workers, with IFC, with Department of Social Services, with Compass Center. So a lot of those partnerships will be refined and will continue. I mean, that, you know, we haven't changed anything. Our mission statement is clear about collaborating and, you know, taking the donations that we get and transforming them, you know, in the way that gives impact, or that has impact to the community. Mm-hmm. So those things will not change.
Speaking again with Barbara Jesse Black and Eric Valera, the official brand was announced yesterday. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, it was announced that there would be a new brand.
Right.
What has been the reaction?
Actually, we've had really positive. I was struck by the number of people that came up to me after the event yesterday. And actually, yesterday when I was in my office, I got several calls and a couple of people popped in who really like the new brand. Actually, mm-hmm. I had someone from the school district come in for a program that they administer, and she had not realized that we were doing all of this. And so we shared with her, and she said, "Oh my gosh," she said, "I love this." She said, "It's so in line with what the school district is doing. You know, it's about youth, it's about equity and opportunity." And so, you know, both myself and our director of operations smiled and said, "You know, well, our connection with you all goes back decades." I said, "That's, you know," so it made me feel good. It made me happy that was the reaction that we got. So, yeah, it's
awesome.
Been really positive.
November 15th is the unveiling. What is that going to entail?
We'll have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, mm-hmm. And a reception at Youth Works on Main. You know, everyone's invited. We want to share this with the community that has been with us all this time, and that we want to continue to stay with us, you know, for generations to come.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Again, the rebranding ceremony is going to be November 15th, a little less than 2 months from now, at the location on West Main Street in Carrboro. Speaking with Eric Valera and Barbara Jesse Black, and as we wrap up, what does the future hold, other than a new name?
Right. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, additional partnerships. You know, we've gotten some comments from folks that said, "Wow, this opens up additional partnerships for you with nonprofit funders who, you know, may not have really understood what PTA meant and all of that." So it opens up additional opportunities for us. And I think it's clear, right? It maybe gives folks a little bit more clarity. And so, yeah, we're excited about the future. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I think also for those who are listening, I think one of some of the reactions that we've gotten is that we're doing much better at telling our story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, this is part of what this brand really represents, is being able to tell our story, being able to share a narrative of what it is that we do day to day, and how that impacts through our staff, through our partners, and ripples across the community.
And then the most important question of all, do you have your new website yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
So we have
a
landing page.
Okay.
Yes. So it will be www.communityworksnc.org.
Works with an X, right?
Works with an X.
Yep.
Thanks, Aaron.
And you can
yes.
go there right now, and you can watch the video.
Yes.
That
awesome.
that was revealed yesterday at yes. the State of the Community Report.
And cool. you can also sign up to be part of our listserv. There's an opportunity to do that. Yeah.
Cool. Communityworksnc.org.
Yes.
Awesome. Go there now and check
Thank
out
you.
The video and learn more about the PTA Thrift Shop, soon to be Community Works, effective November 15th. Eric Valera, Barbara Jesse Black, thank
Thanks,
you so much.
Aaron.
Thank you,
we appreciate
Aaron.
You.